The most commonly used court documents have been translated into Cambodian, Chinese, Korean, Russian, Spanish, and Vietnamese. This should help both the court system and those who interact with it, says Sheila Woods Skipper, Philadelphia's president judge.
When they are filling out the paper, they don't have the interpreter there that we have when they're in the actual court proceeding. So this way, they're still able to access the system and be able to fill out the necessary paperwork, able to read now the court orders that may be coming out as a result because they're translated into these languages for them.
Skipper says the form translation is especially helpful in domestic and landlord-tenant disputes and other civil matters.
You know, it's not always about the criminal system. It's the more common things, the family court issues, the municipal court issues, landlord-tenant courts, moral claims, traffic court, are where the volume of people really are accessing the court.
Skipper says the courts will consider translating into more languages if there is a demand. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.